We begin the new Masechet Shabbos, with Taisvus. We begin with the first Perek, Masechet Shabbos, Perek Yetzias HaShabbos. We begin on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. We begin with the first Taisvus, Divrei Maskil. Taisvus begins with the opening words of this Mishnah, of this Perek, of this Masechet Yetzias HaShabbos, the taking out of Shabbos, meaning the Melacha of Hoitzah, of taking out something from one domain to another domain, Ishtayim Shen Arba, are two violations, which are really four. Taisus first comes to explain why did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi open up the Masechet of Shabbos, the laws of Haitzah. Meta says, Taisus quotes, that our Mishnah opens up the Masechet regarding the laws of Haitzah, of carrying out, which are two that are four on the inside, two that are four on the outside. So Taisus brings that Hiksha Riva asks, the Dinei Haitzah is Shabbos, the laws of carrying out on Shabbos, Hayilei L'shanah should have been taught Gabi Avis Malachis, the category with all the other 39 primary categories of forbidden Malacha on Shabbos, Achar Perakla Gadol, which is L'kaman, later on, Davayin Gimel and Aleph. Da'asim Gitani, there the Tana teaches us Avis Malachis Mem Chasar Achas, there are 40 Malachas minus 1, which are 39, but Gitani Haitzah L'Besayif, and actually Haitzah is actually the last of the 39 Malachas. So B'havila L'haskel Keseder, so actually, the order of the Tana, when it's discussing the laws of Shabbos, should have opened up in the order of how Shabbos actually proceeds in its halachas. But Devarim Demayir Be'er Shabbos Min Ba'idayim, first it should have started with things that apply from before Shabbos, when it's still daytime. Kagoyin, for example, Lo Yotza Hachayit B'Mechatoi, that the tailor should not go out with his needle, Samach L'Chashecha, when it's getting close to getting dark on Friday night, or Ein Sharin Diyei B'Samon, or the fact that someone's not allowed to soak his dye and the different herbs, which is also a halacha related to what you cannot do on Erev Shabbos because of what one might do on Shabbos with it. So to the insulin basar, you're not allowed to roast meat, which is regarding how you're roasting it before Shabbos, if it's not totally cooked. And then afterwards, to learn the perek of Bamei Madlikin, with what could you light the candles on Friday night, that's getting closer to Shabbos. Vikira, and those are the laws of an oven, which is what are you allowed to put into the oven before Shabbos, regarding Shehiyah, which is what you're putting on the oven before Shabbos, if that's permitted, with a blech, without a blech, uvemetaimnin, and then you have perek bemetaimnin, which is also similarly the laws of Hatzmana, of wrapping something on the fire, which if it increases heat or doesn't increase heat, of food items, shehim dvarm hanoigim im chashecha, those are things that apply when it's getting dark, it's getting to be Friday night soon. Then afterwards, b'me behema, the perek of with what can an animal go out, b'me isha yetzah, what could a woman go out, which are dvar manoigim b'shabbos asmi, those are things that then apply right away when Shabbos starts itself. B'shud, and then afterwards, of this malacha shal Shabbos, to talk about the primary categories of the malacha of Shabbos, which is that's where the malacha of itself would apply. And Tosfos proves his point as he's asking this question, the derech atana, because that is the norm of a tana, l'shanes keseder zed, that he actually teaches the Mishnayos in this order. K'mishum mitin b'psachim, we find the same idea in Masechet Psachim, where the Masechet Psachim is talking about the Yom Tov of Pesach, the maschil b'lel yadal, the opening perek of Masechet Psachim opens up, or laba aser, it's talking about first the night of the 14th, which is the night before Pesach, when you do the bedikah. And then it talks about later on the laws of the 14th of Nisan itself. And then subsequently it talks about the laws of the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach, Shuhu Ben Arbaim, which is later on in the day of the 14th, which is in the afternoon. And then it starts teaching from the eating the Korban Pesach, which is Arvei Pesachim later on, Shuhu Belayla, which is at nighttime. So you see that our premise of our question is correct, because we find this idea in other Masechtas, that the Tana does this, that it goes in the order of the day. V'chim b'yuma, says Taisus, we find the same thing in Masechtas Yuma. Maschil, which Yuma is talking about the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippurim on the day, which is the day of Yom Kippurim. Maschil, first it opens up, B'zayin Yom Kodim Yom Kippurim. First the Masechta opens up with the first parak, which talks about 7 days before Yom Kippurim regarding the putting the Kohen in the protected area. V'achkech b'Erev Yom Kippurim, and then the later it talks about Erev Yom Kippur. V'achkech l'el Yom Kippurim, and only after that does it talk about the night of Yom Kippurim. So therefore, the Riva's question holds a lot of water in the sense of why did we open up with Yetzias, where that's something that's with the Avos Malachas, which should come much later, and we should go first with the order of starting with Erev Shabbos. But Tirit, so the Riva answers, you're right, and we find throughout the Masechta that it actually does follow much of this order, but the Haitzah Chaviva Le'lagdume, the Tana, found that the Malach of Haitzah was very dear to say it first, Why is it so dear? Because from this Mishnah, we learn that many different halachas. So from saying one idea in one Mishnah, we could learn that so many different halachas, and therefore that was dear to the Tana to say it first. What are these many halachas? Well, first of all, in this one halacha of Haitzah, we teach, first of all, both for the Ani, which is on the outside in Rosh Hashanah, and the Asher, who is the Balabai, so on the inside, that for each one of them, there is a problem, a prohibition of taking out and bringing in. So that's already a few computations over there. Moreover, we also learn that to be in that kirva anocha. Our Mishnah teaches us that to be chayv vaitzah, it's not just enough to carry it out. You have to do the picking it up and the placing it down. Moreover, we learn the shnayim shasu paturin. We learn that if two people do malacha together, which is very much prevalent regarding haitzah, which one could pick it up and one other one could put it down and the other is shuls, that if two do it together, they're exempt. We also learned that biyadu shaladim chashub lekedal adala, as Igmo will explain, that the person's hand is like an area of 4x4, which is the minimum to be chayiv for the kirin anacha. We learned that since our mission is told about putting in the hands of each other, we find that that's considered as a dalal adal, which is a chiddush. We also learned that biyadu shaladim, that a person's hand ain't like rishus yachid blikrishus ram. Learned that a person's hand is not considered like the private domain nor the public domain, as the Gemara on the next daf on Gimel Amud Beis teaches, because when the poor person sticks his hand inside and the homeowner inside takes from it, we say that they're both exempt. So we see that a person's hand is not based on his body, which in this case would be Rishus Aram, because then the Balabais would be taken from Rishus Aram into Rishus Yachad, and he would be Chayiv. And so to the opposite. So that's what the Rivas says. Since in this mission we find so many Chidushi Dinim, so therefore it was more precious to him to teach this halacha, and he taught it first. That's one approach. Tosafot then brings Rabbi Tamavarish. He brings a different interpretation. He says the davar ha'hayba is something that's a common thing. Ragel ha'shas l'shanas tchila. It's normal in the shas to teach it first, even though it's not in the order. And v'chein m'sechtes baba kama. And therefore, since Haitzah, some of the people are coming and going, it's more of one of the more common malachas. Therefore, it was mentioned first. And like the Rabbi Tam says, v'chein m'sechtes baba kama. The m'sechtes baba kama, it opens up the first mission. It says when it's talking about the different mazikin, the damagers, it mentions Hashar, the ox, Babur, the pit, Hamava, the Hahever, which is a discussion. It's either the man and this fire. But the point is, it doesn't mention the order as it's written in the parashas. Why? Because an ox is the most common, the pit is the next, Mava is the next, and Hahever is the least. Therefore, it says it in the more common in sense of probability, and therefore that's the same thing in our Masecht. And Bechem Mefarash Rav Hai. So to Rav Hai going, he explains, which answers another question, when it talks about the four types of people that have to bench Goyim, they have to give thanks, the Gemara does not bring it down the order that's mentioned in the Pasuk. Why? Same type of idea, because it goes in the order of which is more prevalent and not in the order of the Pasuk. That's the same answer for our Gemara, for our question, why our Mishnah opens up with Haitzah, because it's one of the more common things and never mentioned first. Now, additionally, Taisa brings V'oid Mefarash Rabbein Tam. Moreover, Rabbein Tam explains another approach, that in truth, no, actually the Tana is going in the order, which, yes, it starts first with that which applies in Erev Shabbos. Now, and therefore, it mentions about the tailor with a needle. It does mention that towards the beginning of the Masechta. But it also answers the question why the Pasach B'Yitzis, why it opens up, which seemingly, which is not related to Erev Shabbos, talking about the Malach HaVeitzah, it's part of that approach, which, yeah, we're going in the order of the day. So then why Tumat Haitzah first? Shem Debay Lamein, because we have to tell you later on, a halacha that does apply to Erev Shabbos, which is Lo Yotza Achayit B'Mechata. It says that a tailor should not go out with his needle, even in his lapel, because he might come to carry it on Shabbos, which is normal for him to carry it in that way. Now, that's halacha on Erev Shabbos, so he shouldn't go out like that because he might forget, he might come to carry. So we had to first tell you, so you're telling me that he shouldn't do this because of Haitzah, so we have to first tell you that there is such a problem, there is such a type of malacha of Haitzah, and therefore we prefaced it before, but it's not because we want to tell you Haitzah, it's because we actually want to tell you regarding malachas of that apply to problems on Erev Shabbos. Now, Patais is bothered by a question. So if that's the case, so regarding the malachas, the problems of Erev Shabbos, it's not just, as we pointed out, the tailor with his needle on Erev Shabbos, which is regarding Haitzah. There are other malachas that we should have then prefaced too. We should have, let's say, prefaced the malach of Malabin, of whitening, because one of the cases that is problematic on Erev Shabbos, it says a tailor is not allowed to put stuff to launder on Erev Shabbos unless it can be finished from before Shabbos. So it says Taisus, Avagab Delishon Hamalabin, although we don't talk about laundering, which is whitening, Mishom, and that should have the same svara because of Einos Nikayim Lakaivis, because that's why you're not giving your clothing to the launderer, to the cleaners, right before Shabbos, if it cannot be finished. And also, as Taisus B'leha Ma'avu, we don't mention the malacha of igniting a flame, Mishom B'meh Taimnin, which is regarding what do you allow to insulate on Erev Shabbos, which is Erev Shabbos Malachas, and therefore that's in the order of the Masechta. But then, based on the answer we're giving with Rabbeinu Tam, saying, why don't you say also Hamavir, which that's the whole reason why you're not allowed to insulate with things that increase heat, because then you might come to stoke the flames. Says Taisus, that's not a question. Because Haitzah Hotzuch Lashanis Tveh. There by Haitzah, there we had to go ahead and give that preface and that introduction and therefore start off with Haitzah and to know then that's the problem of the tailor going out with his needle. Why is that different? The malacha gruhi, because the malacha of Haitzah of carrying is a deficient malacha. K'mesha Farish, like Taisa says, I'm going to explain later on in the Divrei Maschil of Pashat, because of what's the difference ultimately if you're taking out from a Rishus Yachat to Rishus Ram when you're Chayiv. And why, if you take it from Rishus Yachad to another Rishus Yachad, then you're not chayib. So therefore, that's why only by the Malach of Itzah, we have to preface for you and tell you the Malachas of Itzah before we told you the Halacha of why in Erev Shabbos that Taylor cannot go out with his needle, because it's a Malach of Gerua. But the Malach of Malabin and Avar, since they're bona fide Malachas, the Tana did not have to go ahead and tell you beforehand their Isser, before we went to tell you what you're not allowed to do because of it on Erev Shabbos. So Taisus told us a question. Why did the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi open up Masechta of Shabbos with the laws of Eitzah, even though it's essentially the last of the Lamatas Malachas, which are actually written later on in the seventh parak? And moreover, another question was that Rabbi should have started with things that are more in the order of the day, which are Erev Shabbos, and only afterwards gotten to things which are problematic on Shabbos itself. So that Taisus gave one answer was that, no, because this Mishnah is more chavav to the Tana, because you learn on many, many halachas. First of all, the Malachas of Eitzah, of the Ani and the Asher, and of Achnasa. Also that you need to have Akir and Anacha. Also that if two people do together that you're Pater. Also that a person's hand is like an area of Dalal al-Dalad, which has to be a Chashav al-Makam to have an Akir and Anacha. And we see a person's hand is just like that, even though it's not Dalal al-Dalad. Also that a person's hand is not like Rishus HaYachad or like Rishus HaRabin, regarding having the Ani or the Balabayis Chayev when one is taken from the other one's hand, which is stretched into their domain. So that's why he said it first. Second approach, what Rabbein Tam says, was the Tana opened up with Itzah is because it's a more common thing. And we find that, yeah, the Tana opens up with things that are more common, as we find in the first Mishnah in Baba Kama, and like Rav Haigoin says regarding the four people that need to give Haidah after Benj Gemel. A third approach, Rabbein Tam said, was that since we had to tell you, yeah, things relating to Erev Shabbos, which is the tailor not going out with his needle, which is applies to Erev Shabbos, so we had to first preface you and tell you, well, what's the problem with that? Because of Eitzah, oh, we have to first tell you that there's such a malach of Eitzah. Now, in contrast, Malabin and Mavir, that we didn't have to tell you because those are bona fide malachas, whereas regarding Eitzah, that, as Taisus calls it, it's a malach of Geruah, therefore we had to first preface you that malach, but it is going in the order of the day of Shabbos. Continue the next Taisus of Maschil. Taisus begins with the words of the Mishnah, Yitzios, which Taisus comes to explain why did the Tana use the wording Yitzios? And that is the Mishnah opened up by saying Yitzios HaShabbos, those carrying out on Shabbos are two that are four. So Taisus says that really Haitzos HaValei L'Misne. Really the wording should have been not Yitzios HaShabbos, but Haitzos HaShabbos, because the word Yitzios sounds like that the person is going out on Shabbos. The Mishnah is not talking about the person himself going out, it's rather talking about actually when he's in one domain and he's carrying out the object. So it should have said Haitzos HaShabbos, which Haitzos sounds like that you're taking out an object on Shabbos from place to place. But says Taisel, Nukat Yitzias, the reason why we use the word Yitzias of going out is Lishna Dekra, because it's based on the terminology of the Pasuk, of the verse, which says, Al Yitzi Ishmim Kaima, it says in Shemais Tezayin, every man should not leave from his place. Now, although that's actually talking about a person leaving, but Vedashin Amina, the Gemara in Ervin, David Zayin Mabez, actually learns out from this Pasuk regarding the Malacha of Haitzah on Shabbos. Now, the pasuk itself makes sense why it says al yetze, because there actually it's talking about al yetze, the person should not go out from his place, im hakli, with the vessel that is going lulakat hamon, to gather the mon, which that is the person going out from one domain to another, but it's also with the vessel. So therefore, the pasuk is appropriate when it says yitziya, which is al yetze, because it's talking about a person also himself going out and the vessel. But since that's the terminology of the pasuk, and that's where we learn out the isra of taking an object, like here the kli, to gather the man from this pasuk, so therefore the Tana just says the same terminology as it applies to the pasuk. So Taisa had asked, why doesn't it say Hitzaisa Shabbos, which that would be more appropriate if you're talking about an object, not a person. Stay says because the pasuk you learn that from that, the Malacha of Haitza, is from Al Yetze, which in that pasuk it is appropriate because it's the person going out with the vessel. So therefore we say Yitzis, even though essentially really the more appropriate word would have been Hitzais. Continuing next Taiz, the Rimaskal, Taiz begins the words of the Mishnah, Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, that these are two, which are really four in the inside. Now, Tesis comes to explain, what do the words mean, bifnim, and what do the words mean, bachutz? Because the Mishnah describes that there's many different ways of haitzah. There are two types of haitzah, which are four in the inside, and there's two, which are four on the outside. So Tesis says, kei nira, so it appears, kamayish mefarish Rashi kan, as Rashi explains over here, that the terminology is as follows. When it says dimibifnim, when it's talking about the two that are four that on the inside, hainu, what does that mean on the inside? Labalabai, so imibifnim. It's referring to the homeowner, to the person who lives on the inside. Ubachutz, when it's saying there's two that are four on the outside, hainu, that means the person, la'ani ha'imibachutz, to the pauper, who he's not the homeowner, he's poor, he's on the outside. So on that, the interpretation is as follows. Shtaim, so when the Mishnah says there's two of haitzais v'achnosais techiv, of carrying out and carrying in, of liability, which those are two cases, when the poor person stretches out his hand inside and he places it into the hand of the balabais, that's malacha of hachnasa, or if he takes it out of the hand of the balabais and he takes it out, where both of them, the ani is doing akira and hanacha, where we're going to have two cases of liability, which is haitza and hachnasa, shehein dalid, which those are four, meaning, as we'll see in the Gemara, haitza is vachnasa is the potter. Taking out and carrying in, that the un is going to be exempt. If the poor person stretches his hand inside and the balabais puts something inside his hand and the ani takes it out, he didn't do an akira. Or the cases where the homeowner stretches his hand outside and the poor person puts it into his hand and the homeowner takes it inside, which in these two cases the ani is going to be potter. So we have shtayim shehu arba, which two that are liability, which are four where he's not going to be liable, that applied to the ani, which is bachutz. And so you have regarding the balabais, there's two, that is chayiv, which are going to be four, which is going to be pater, which applies shebifnim. So that is the interpretation of shtayim shenarba bifnim, or shtayim shenarba bachutz. According to Rashi over here, it refers to the person on the inside or the person on the outside. But brings taisis, b'shvuas, mesef, the shvuas, pirish Rashi. Rashi gives a different interpretation. He says, when it's talking about two that are four bifnim, Hainu hachnosas penim. It's not talking about the person that's on the inside. It's talking about bringing it into the inside. In other words, to bring it inside, lebifnim, into the inside, that's what it means when it says bifnim. And that's the interpretation that we find in regarding to the inside. There's, meaning hachnasa, there are shnayim, there's two dechiv of liability, which are the ani udi asher, the pauper and the wealthy person. So it's not now divided along the lines of ani and asher. It's actually divided along the lines of hachnasa and aitza, which two are four, two of liability, and then two of exemption, because you have the ani that brings it inside and he puts it into the hand of the balabais. So that's the case of hachnasa that the ani is chayv. And then you have the case of when the homeowner stretches his hand outside and he takes something from the hand of the ani, he brings it in, then he's doing a kirin anacha. The balabais is going to be chayv. So those are two cases of achnasa of chiv, one of the ani, one of the asher, that are four vishnaim de pater, because you have two of exemption, which you have the case of when the ani brings it in, where the ani stretches his hand in the inside, and the homeowner takes from his hand. So the ani is exempt, he didn't do a hanocha. So too you have the achnasa of the balabais, if he stretches his hand outside, and the ani puts something in his hand, and he brings it in inside, which those are two of exemption. So that's shtayim shein arba bifnim. Again, according to that interpretation, it's shtayim of achnasa that yechayiv, shein arba that there are two more cases of achnasa that you can be pater. And same thing is bachutz. You have on the outside, hainu, what does that mean to say? It's not the ani on the chutz according to Rashi Masechta Shavuot. It means haitzas chutz. It means the locha haitza, which is taking it to the outside. Where there also you have two of chiv, which is the taking out of the homeowner and he puts it into the hand of the ani. And so too, if the ani goes and takes it from the hand of the balabais and he takes it out, which are arba, which you have two of exemption, which is when the homeowner goes and stretches his hand outside and the ani takes from him. And so too, when the balabais puts it inside to the hand of the ani and the ani takes it out, you have two on the outside of ptur, one for the ani and one for the asher. That's Rashi interpretation of Masechta Shavuos. says Taisus, but the Ein Nira does not seem to be correct to interpret like Rashi says in Masechta Shavuos. The reason for that is midapirish from the fact that the Tana explains. Mili de ani l'chol, he explains first the contents as they apply to a poor person. Umili de asher l'chol, and then explains it that which applies to a wealthy person independently. And it doesn't divide along the lines of hachnasa and of haitza. As we find in our Mishnah, we talk about the case of ani and the case of asher. It sounds like the way Rashi explains over here that the division is along the lines of the ani and the usher. So when it's saying bifnim and b'chutz, it's talking about the usher bifnim and the ani b'chutz, and not the way Rashi explains in Masechta Shavuos, that it means bifnim means hachnasa and b'chutz means haitza. Now, because as Taisa explains, well, appears to Hassan, because according to Rashi's interpretation in Masechta Shavuos, the Mishnah should not have gone and put together the cases of taking out and bringing in together. In other words, if the differentiation is between Hachnos and Haitzah, so then it should have written the Haitzahis of the Balabayis and the Ani by itself, and the hachnasis of the ani and the balabais by itself, and not put together by the ani hatzah hachnasa and by the asher hatzah hachnasa, because that's not the main point. So therefore, it sounds like Rashi will be here. But says Taisu Miu, however, maybe it's not such a proof. Kashema, maybe if we would do like Taisu is proposing, what would be necessary according to Rashi Masechta Shavuos, the fishay tzarich laharach. But then actually, the Mishnah would have had to be lengthy. If it was going to explain the categories of just taking out by itself and bringing in by itself, which again, according to Rashi and Shavuos, that's what it means, you would have had to delineate all the cases of achnas of the balabais and achnas of the ani, and so too the taking out, and that would have been much longer. And that's why the Tana goes and differentiates along the lines of ani balabais, which is much more of a bridged version. So that wouldn't be such a riot. But Mikamakam, however, says Taisus, Ein Nir L'Rabbein Elchanan, it still does not appear correct interpretation of Rashi and Shavuos according to Rabbein Elchanan, from the fact the Kama B'Gemar, from the fact that our Gemar tells us that the Tana of our Mishnah, when it addresses a question that calls also the bringing ins, what we call Achnasa, the Tana of the Mishnah also calls it Haitzahs, and there was not a difficulty, what does it mean, Shtayim Shenarba, as we'll see in the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Dekanami, the precise reading of our Mishnah indicates this, because the Ketan Yitzia, as you open up the case of the Mishnah, talk about Yitzias, which is literally translated as taking out, V'kumifar shachnas la'alta, and guess what, the first case that's mentioned is talking about bringing in. So obviously, Achnasa is also called Yitzias. Now, says Rabbi Nachanan, V'loy daik midiktani bifnim, But the Gemara doesn't infer from the fact that our Mishnah says that there's Shtayim Shenarba Bifnim. If you held the Rashi Masechta Shavuos, when the Tana says right away that there's Shtayim Shenarba Bifnim, what's Bifnim? According to Rashi and Shavuos, that means Hachnasa. So the Gemara should have been Medayik already from the words Yisiyah Shtayim Shenarba Bifnim, which is Hachnasa. Obviously, from the fact that they had to just go later on to the case of a case of achnasa, obviously, because no, when it says bifnim, it doesn't mean achnasa. It means the balabais that is bifnim, which includes both achnasa and nitzah, and therefore, that's why he does not like the interpretation of Rashi Masechta Shavuos. So, Taisus brought Rashi over here, and it says, when the Tana opens up that the malach of nitzah is shtayim shenar bifnim, that means the balabais that's in the bifnim. And shtayim shenar b'chutz means the oni that's oime b'chutz. He brings, however, that Rashi Masechta Shavuos does not explain like that. He says that bifnim means the action of bringing it inside, which is going both on the ani that brings it into the balabais and to the balabais that brings it inside. And b'chutz means the action of taking it to the outside, which is haitzah. And that's going both on the balabais that takes it out to the ani, and so too the ani taking it out. But Taisus wonders two questions on Rashi Masechta Shavuos. First of all, then the Tana should have mixed together the ani and the balabais together, because the primary differentiation is not regarding the ani and the asher. That's not what it means, bifnim and b'chutz. It should have been divided along the lines of achnasa and haitzah. But Taisa rejects that proof, because then, like you said, it would have been a longer barichas. It would have taken more words, and we always try to do it in the most abridged way. But then he brings to Rabbi Elchanan that, no, a different proof, not like Rashi and Shavuos. From the fact that the Gemara did not prove that the Tana of the Mishnah calls Hachnasa Haitzah, from the fact that it says Yitzias Shabbos Ashtam Shinab Bifnim, so obviously, if it's saying Bifnim, that's referring to the Hachnasis that is what, as Rashi says, it means Bifnim. So you see, it's calling it Yitzias. From the fact that the Tana doesn't bring, the Gemara doesn't bring from that, rather it brings from the fact that it uses a case of bringing in, which is bringing inside to the inside, obviously, Because like we said, like Rashi explains over here, not like in Shavuos, because Bithnim does not mean anything about Hachnasa, bring it inside. It's referring to the Baal Bais, that is Bithnim. And that's why the Gemara didn't bring a Raya that from Yitzias means Hachnasa, from Shtayim Shanaba Bithnim. Continuing the next Taisa Rimaskal, Taisa begins with the words of the Mishnah, Pasha Baal Bais is Yadei V'chulu. If the homeowner stretched his hand outside, Taisa comes to explain, why did the Tana have to go ahead, and when it's talking about the Malacha of Haitzah, have to give two different categories, one of Haitzah of the Ani, and one of the Haitzah of the Usher? Because when the Tana comes to explain what is the Malacha of Haitzah, so we're saying, oh, it's two that's for Bifnim, which is referring to the Baal Bais that's on the inside, and Shtayim Shanar B'Chutz, which refers to the Ani, he's also going to have two that's for that's on the outside. Taisa says, Tema L'ri, it was a wonder to the Ri. Amai Tzarech L'misni Tarti, why does the Mishnah have to say two totally different categories? The Anu, the Baal Bais, from the poor person and the Baal Bais. In other words, why say there's two different dinim? Regarding first the Baal Bais, that he, when he carries it outside and he brings inside, and also regarding the Ani, when he takes it inside, when he takes it outside, the laws that apply to the poor person and to the Baal Bais are the same thing. If each one is doing a makir and anocha, you're going to be chayv. If one does only a kir or anocha, he's going to be potter. So it's enough to say, by pick one, the Ani, the Usher, and you would learn that one from the other. And so to ask the Ri, v'chem b'rei Shavuos, same question applies at the beginning of Masechta Shavuos. The Mefarsh b'Gemara, the Gemara over there in the beginning, on the Gimel and Aleph, explains that Shtayim, what's the two that's four? When it talks about the laws of Shabbos, which I mentioned the same halach over there in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, is the Ani, the Baal Bais. It is one's for the pauper and one's for the Baal Bais. That has to read, Mashach L'Kreis Yishtayim. What is this application of calling it two? Mali Ani, Mali Yashu. What's the difference if it's the Ani on the outside, the Yashu on the inside? It's the same thing as doing Hatzach Nasa. Says Taisus, and Taisus referred to this Taisus earlier, in the first Taisus, it says, Benir L'Ri would appear to the Ri, yet the Itzuch L'Hashem, meaning we had to tell you both the Ani and the Asher, Mishum D'Hitzah Malacha Guruhi, because the Malacha of Itzav, carrying out from one domain to another domain, is what's called a deficient Malacha. And the reason for this is as follows, because the Mali, what's the difference if you carry out an object from the private domain to a public domain? And Mali, what's the difference if you take it from one private domain to another private domain? Either way, you're taking it out, and yet taking out from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be Pater. But the Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be Chayv. And therefore, that doesn't seem to be logical. And therefore, it's a Malach Gerua. And therefore, says the Ri, V'loi hava gamrin and haitzah da'ani me Baal Bais. You would not have known the Malach of haitzah of the poor person had you only said by the Baal Bais. V'loi Baal Bais ma'ani. You would not have known the Malach of haitzah for the Baal Bais if you had only written regarding the ani. And moreover, Taisus proves this point. He says, V'teid, you should know this point. Mid'itzuch trei karai baitzah. You need to have, the Gemara brings two different verses of Malach of haitzah. First of all, we have one source in the beginning of Perek Hazarik, later on the Sadi Vav Mabez, Mivichole Ha'am Mehavi. After Moshe Rabbeinu commanded that every single man and woman should not do any more malacha for sanctifying things and donating it to the building of the Mishkan, it says, Vayikali Ha'am Mehavi, the people stopped bringing it, meaning they listened to Moshe, and they didn't do the malacha of Haitzah, which we see that Moshe is calling Haitzah, as it says in the Pasuk, they shouldn't do any more malacha. And all malacha in the Mishkan is forbidden to be done on Shabbos. So that's talking about that we see the malacha of Itzah is forbidden. Now, additionally, says Taisus, of Beserv Perakama de Ervin, at the end of the first Perak of Ervin, Dav Yitzayinim Beis, Nafgula Mikra Achrina, the Gemara learns out the malacha of Itzah from a different pasuk. The Dashina we expound, it says in the pasuk, Al Yetze Ishmim Kaimai, when it says every single person should not leave his place, we expound it not Al Yetze, but Al Yetze. He should not take out an object. And Taisus says, Vahasan Parashti, there I explained that even according to Rav Ashi, that actually learns out from this pasuk regarding the person, which is the Isra of Tchumen, that since it doesn't say Al Yitzi, rather Al Yitzei, that he's not allowed to go past a certain distance. But Taisus explains over there that even he would agree that we do learn out from this pasuk also regarding the Isra of Yitzah, that you're not allowed to go out, yes, the person with the vessel to gather the month, and that's where we learn out from here, the Isra of Yitzah. So what's the point of having two different psukim for the Malacha Beitzah? Says Taisa, it's the same idea. Behind Mishim, and the reason is because the Malacha Geruhi, because Haitzah is a deficient Malacha, it's a Ch'tavai, we need two psukim to teach the Malacha, Chad La'ani, Chad La'asher. One for the Ani and one for the Asher. Like we said, you would not have known one from the other, and therefore in our Mishnah, and the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, it had to teach it as two different categories. V'chein, so to Taisa continues on this theme. It says, B'chol tells us the Avis Malachas, regarding all the derivatives of primary categories of forbidden work on Shabbos, the halacha is, we're not concerned that we have to find that there was that actual malacha in the Mishkan. Ela avis bolvad, we only have to find that the primary category was already there in the Mishkan. But the betel others the haitza, but by the derivative of the malacha haitza, be'inon sheyeh b'mishkan, we find that we do have to find that there is such a precedent that such a malacha was done in the Mishkan. The nan ba'azarik, as we learn perek hazarik on daf tzadik vav med alav, where the malacha there, the gemara there is discussing the malacha haitza. And it discusses a case of when you take it from one Rishus HaYachad to another Rishus HaYachad through a Rishus HaRam, which that is a telada of Malach HaBeitzah, and still the Gemara tells us that the following halachas. Shtei gezuz teroi zu keneged zu. If you have two porches, one opposite the other, which is, in other words, if you have they're on either side of a Rishus HaRam, and hamayshit v'hazarik mezulazu, and if the Mishnah there teaches that if you're passing over or you're throwing from one porch to another, then you're pater. But says the Mishnah, yishtein b'du to achas. Let's say both of them were on the same side of the street, and there the halacha is hazarik pater. If you're throwing from one porch to another, you're exempt. But v'hamayshit chayv. But if you stretch it out and you pass it from one porch to another, you're going to be chayv. And says the Mishnah, why is that? Shekach chaysa avaydis levim, because that was actually the service of levim by the Mishkan, which they would pass from one wagon to another wagon that was in front of it, where both wagons were on one side of the Rishus HaRam. So we see that even though passing is only a derivative of the Malach HaVeitzah, which is taking it out, carrying it out, still you needed to find that there was precisely that type of a category in the Mishkan, even though by other Malach it's not like that. So it's the same idea, because HaVeitzah is a Malach HaGrua, therefore you have to find an actual source for even the Teilados in the Mishkan. So too says Taisa Beresh HaZarek, so too over there in the beginning of Perek HaZarek, Daf Tzadik Vav, Nami also Bai, the Gemara asked the following question. Hazarik Dalad Amis Rishus HaRabim. If someone throws something for Amis in Rishus HaRabim, Minolon, how do you know that a person is Michayev for Haitzah? Now, so his Taisa says, V'dachig Lashkechin b'Mishkan, and the Gemara goes through great difficulty to try to find that there was such a precedent in the Mishkan, but they can't find it. At the Masik, until the Gemara concludes, yes, because Kol Dalad Amis Rishus HaRabim, any type of transportation, even the throwing of four Amis in Rishus HaRabim, Hachasa Gemirla, it's a halacha l'meishem Sinai. Now, says Taisa, b'chol elu, all these cases, teilada deitzah ninu, they're only derivatives of deitzah. V'loi avos, they're not the primary categories. Shein avos elu mem chasar achas, and we know that because there's only 39 categories. And these malachas are obviously teiladas. And still the Gemara tries to find some type of a source, whether it was in the Mishkan, or that's halacha Mishra Sinai. And even though you don't have the all other teiladas of the avos, the reason is because, like we're saying, because since it's a malacha gerua, you have to find sources for them, whether they be in the Mishkan or halachal mishum esina. And so to says Tosafot gabei hachnasa nami. Same thing applies to bringing something from Rishus HaRam into Rishus HaYachad. So to aminu beperek b'met taimnin. Although it's a teiladam, the Gemara tells us later on the mem tesim abeis. Yes, because heim helu krashim mikarkam, because the Levim would lift up the beams of the Mishkan from the ground, la'agala, to put onto the wagon, which is taking from Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachad. So af atam, also you, al tachnisum Rishus HaRabim l'Rishus HaYachad, you should not carry it in from the public domain into the private domain, which is the Malach HaVeitzah. So again, although it's a Teilad, you see, you have to find the source from it. Again, the same idea, because it's the Malach HaGrua. However, Taisa says, v'imtem, if you're going to say, and Taisa asks us to take a second look over here. Kivin the Hachnasa Hesav Mishkan. So wait a second. You just told me right now, since Hachnasa was in the Mishkan, as we find such a source, the Levim would take the beams from the ground and put onto the wagon. So then Matzar Chsula Kaman Bezari, then why does the Gemara later on Azarik, on the Tzadik Vav Mabes, have to be Lefrushi to explain that how do you know that you're going to be liable for Hachnasa? Because the Svaruhu, it's logic Mali, Apuki Mali, Ayuli, what's the difference? Taking out or bringing in? But whatever malacha was in the Mishkan, like you're saying, applied to Hachnasa, so then you should be liable even if there is no svara. And Taisa brings a proof. Because the Azarik Dalad Amis Rishus HaRabim, when someone throws something four Amis, around 7-8 feet in the public domain, that mashmit sounds like from the Gemara, when it was trying to find such a source that it was in the Mishkan, ultimately it says Halacha Mishra Mesina, but it sounded like the Ave Mishkachas Lo B'Mishkan, had they found that there was such a precedent of the same type of an example was in the Mishkan, Havanichle, the Gemara would have been okay with it. Avagav Dehazam Lek Esvari, even though over there there's no logic like the logic of Mali Apuki Mali Yuli, because to be liable for transporting four Amos and Rishus HaRam, that's something totally different. It's not bringing in or bringing out from one domain to another domain. And so it sounds like that if you had found such a precedent in the Mishkan, that we would have said it's okay to be Chayiv. So then why by Achnasa does the Gemara have to say Esvara if you just said that we have that the exact example was in the Mishkan? So why would you need a svar? Yesh Lemetei says, what you could say is, yes, the itzuch svar, that you do need logic. Why? Don't you have already a precedent of Achnasa? And along the same lines that we're saying up until now. lahachnasa de balabayis, because you would need to know regarding the liability of the homeowner to his liability of bringing something from outside into his domain. Because deloy hava b'mishkan, that didn't have a precedent in the Mishkan. Why? Because dehem helo krasha mechula, that case that we said that they would take from the beams from the ground and put into the wagon, haynu hachnasa de ani, that's the category of the ani who, in other words, someone on the outside is taking from where he is on the outside, bringing it onto inside. Why? Because the mistama bakar kol yamdin. The presumption could be is that the levim, they were by the ground, they were in the street, shehusha saram, which that's the public domain, and then they were bringing it into the wagon, which is the rishas hayachid. So that would only tell us regarding the achnasa of the ani, which is on the outside. To be a liability of achnasa in the bala bayis, that's why it says Taisa, you need to have the svara of mali apuki, mali ayuli. But Taisa says, when Temi begin to say, Taisa asks us to take another look. And it says, wait a second. Now, kivin de kisvara, okay, so now that we said that there's logic to be liable of achnasa, and we said that that would even apply for achnasa in the bala bayis, so then the question goes the other way. So why did the Gemara in Perek B'met Taimin have to say Achnasa is b'Mishkan? So why do you have to find a precedent that there was such a halacha of Achnasa in the Mishkan? Once you have a Svara, so then you don't need that precedent. So as Taisa V'Yashem, what you could say is that you're right. The truth is, you don't need to have to be liable for Achnasa, even if it wasn't in the Mishkan, because we said there's a Svara, because what's it taking out or bringing in? But still, the Tana of the Braisa mentioned this halacha of Helu Krashim. The Tanala, he taught it, Aidi de Bay Lamisnim, since he wanted to teach the inverse of Heim Hayridu Krashim Agala. He wanted to tell you the halacha of that the Levim would take down the beams from the wagon into the street. And that's what it's coming to tell you, Va'atam Al Taitziyu V'chulu, that you're now going to go ahead and take out from a private domain a wagon into the street, which is the Shusarabim, because the Tana actually wanted to teach you the Malacha of Haitza was in the Mishkan. So once we told you that they would take down from the wagon to the Shasarabim, so yeah, Agav, once we said that, so we also told you that they would also bring in. But you're right, we really didn't have to, because we really didn't know Hachnasa from the Svar. But now Tais is bothered, so wait a second, how does that make it even better? Why do you need a source of Haitza that we had in the Mishkan, from Shasayachat to Shasarabim? The Malach of Haitza, we brought actually two Psukim we know it from. So since it's explicitly written in the Pasuk, you don't need to learn that from a reboot to say that we find that it was such a case in the Mishkan. So that Taisa says, Avagab Deitza Nafkala Mikra Behedya, although Haitza is written explicitly in the Pasuk, why do you need to find that we had Haitza in the Mishkan? Says Taisa, Itzruch Lemisni Shahisa Mishkan. No, we do need to tell you, and that was the reason why we said it, again, Nafach Nasa, because you know from Svara, but rather from Haitza, even though there's an explicit pasuk telling you Haitza, we have to tell you that it was in the Mishkan. Mishum diktani b'bereisha b'braisa, because since we learned in the beginning of the braisa, ein chayav elal malacha shekayitzi b'haitza b'mishkan, you're not liable for malacha unless there was such a type of a productive activity that was in the Mishkan. Now, v'm loyha yamaitzi haitza b'mishkan, now had the Tana not found a precedent of the malacha haitza in the Mishkan, hayisi mechayav b'chol malachas, and I, another outside onlooker, would have thought to say that I would be make liable by b'chol malachas, all prohibit all productive activities, hadaymus l'malacha gemur, that's similar to a bona fide type malacha. Av b'shlahi b'mishkan, although it was not in the Mishkan. K'moy b'itza, you would say, wait, I could show you such a precedent, b'itza, which it didn't have in the Mishkan, it's still going to be chayiv. That's why the Tana had to go through the effort to show you that, no, we do find that they actually had the Malach of Itza in the Mishkan, and therefore other Malachas, you're not going to be liable unless you find the precedent of that Malacha that was in the Mishkan. That's why we have to bring such a case. But Taisa is still bothered. He says, how could I have said that you'd be liable by other Malachas that were not in the Mishkan, but where do you even know the Lamatess Malachas of Shabbos? You know it from the fact that the prohibition of Shabbos is mentioned right when it talks about the Mishkan in the same Pasuk. So I only know it from that it was in the Mishkan. How would I say that it would be even as not in the Mishkan? Says Taisus, yeah, because v'had the asmach krad the Shabbos of Malachas in Mishkan, I would have told you a different interpretation, that this, that the Pasuk has the Malach of Shabbos next to where it talks about the Malach of building the Mishkan. Havadashina, l'mal sachrit, I would have expounded for something else, not for this teaching that it comes to teach you the Malachas that are prohibited on Shabbos. And I would have said, oh, just like Itza, there's no press in the Mishkan, so to others. That's why we have to tell you that, no, we find the Malach of Itza in the Mishkan, besides the fact that it's written explicitly in two psukim, to tell you that the only way you're going to be liable on malachas is if it is found a precedent as an activity that was done in the building of the Mishkan. So Taisa explained to us that the reason why the Tana had to tell us the malacha of Haitza as two different categories, one for the ani, one for the asher, is because Haitza is a malacha gru, because in Rosh Hashayachar, a person can carry out from one Rosh Hashayachar to another one as much as he wants to in his mutter. according to biblical law, and from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah is going to be Aser, obviously, because there's no reasoning to this malacha. It's what's called a malacha grua, and therefore, had the Tana only written the Isla Beitzah by the Ani, I would have said, yeah, what's called in l'chaba, in l'chadushai, I would only know it regarding the Ani, I would not have known regarding the Tzah of the Asher, and so too, the opposite from the Asher to the Ani. And therefore, we had to actually learn out the Isla Beitzah from two different psukim, one's from the Chali Ha'am Mehavi, which he had to say that you're not allowed to bring out any more than the davis from where you are in your private house to where Moshe Rabbeinu was in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And also from that which is said by the parasha of the man, Al Yitzi Ishmim Kami, which I read Al Yitzi, which don't come out with your vessel to gather the man. And one is because it's teaching you that of the Ani, and one's teaching you regarding the Asher. Additionally, Taisus writes that because we're explaining that Haitzah is a Malacha Grua, therefore even the Teiladus of Malacha Haitzah, we had to find a precedent that they were in the Mishkan, in contrast to other Avos Malachas, that you don't have to find that their Teiladus were in the Mishkan. Additionally, Taisus writes that, according to what they're saying, that you have to teach a separate category of Haitzah for the Ani and of Haitzah for the Asher, you could explain why it is that to be liable for Hachnasa, we needed to have a Svara of Mali Afuki, Mali Ayuli, and it wasn't enough to say that we find such a precedent in the Mishkan, because even though we find that there was Hachnos in the Mishkan, like we said, that when they brought the Krashim into the Agalis, which is taken from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that wouldn't be sufficient, because that would be like the Hachnosa of the Ani, because we could presume that the Levim, they were standing in the street and they were pushing it into the wagon. So therefore we have to also tell you the Svara of Malei Apuki Malei Yuli to be liable also for the Hachnosa of the Balabais. But actually, Taisus says, but now that actually we have this Svara, so then actually you don't need to say that there was such a precedent in the Mishkan. So Taisus says, you're right. So the reason why it said that we found that there was Achnas in the Mishkan was only Agav, because we wanted to tell you that there was Haitzah in the Mishkan, which they would take down the beams from the wagon to the street, which teach you Haitzah. So we also told you that, yeah, they also had that they would take it up from the street onto the wagon. But the truth is, you're right. Once we have the Svara, we actually don't need it. But then Taisa says, but what do you mean? Why do you have to teach that there was a precedent of Haitzah in the Mishkan? You know it from two psukim. Still, so Taisa says, no, you have to go ahead and say that there was such a precedent in the Mishkan so that you should not be liable on other malachas, which are also similar to malacha, even though they also weren't in the Mishkan. So no, therefore we have to tell you that no, also malacha of Haitzah was in the Mishkan. From there you'll know that you cannot learn out to other malachas that you don't find such a precedent in the Mishkan, because it's only going to be liable if it was like the Lama Tes malachas, which were in the Mishkan, and so to Haitzah was in the Mishkan. The next taste of the Ramaskal taste begins with the words of the Gemara. Shavuos, the oaths, are shtayim shein arba, are two that are four. Which taste comes to explain what are the two that are four by the laws of oaths. And that is, we learned in a Mishnah that also regarding Shavuos, regarding oaths, we find there's two ways of being liable, which are written explicitly in the Torah, which are four, which we learn out from a drasha. Now, Taisus brings that Bereish Shavuos, in the beginning of the Shavuos, of Gimel Medalev, Mefarish, there the Gemara explains what are the two that are four. You have shtayim, you have two that are oichel, I will eat, or v'lo oichel, I will not eat. Dechsev behed b'kra, those are written explicitly in the pasuk, where it says, laharai lahetiv, to do bad or to do good. To do bad is not to eat, to do good is yes to eat, da'inu la'ba. Those are two that are explicitly written in the Torah, which are regarding the future he's taking oath. Shehein dal, what does it mean that therefore, is a chalti v'lo yechalti, is either I did eat or I didn't eat, which are both in the past. Which the Asa Midrasha, that's not explicitly in the Torah, because the Torah is only talking about in the future. From Drasha, we learn out that also it applies to Lahara Lahaitiv regarding the past. On that, as Taisus, Behodul Lemefarashain Dalad, why didn't the Gemara Masechta Shavuos explain? What does it mean that the oaths are two that are four are actually Ezrik Veloy Ezrik? I will throw or I will not throw, which that's also in the future, but it's not Lahara Lahaitiv, because there's no good or bad regarding throwing something or not throwing something. And says Taisus, and that would have been a better Shehen Dalid, because Vahava Asti Kula Kribi Shmol, then you could have said that that mission is going totally like Kribi Shmol, because he holds that actually an oath you're only liable if it's regarding the future. But regarding an oath regarding the past, he holds you're not going to be liable. And therefore we would have gained V'loi Havet Tzarech L'Ugmi Betrei Tanoi, then the Gemara and Shavuos would not have explained that the mission is going according to two different Tanoi. And that is because the Gemara Masechta Shavuos there in the beginning explains at the beginning of the Mishnah that says when you're talking about Shavuos, that an oath are two that are four, that's like Rebbe Kiva, because according to Rebbe Shmuel, there's no that are four, because he holds you not chayav a carbon if you take an oath regarding what was in the past. Now, however, later in the Mishnah where it talks about Yediyah Satuma are also Shtayim Shenarba, that the Gemara says, oh, that has to be like Rebbe Shmuel, not like Rebbe Kiva, because actually Rebbe Kiva holds that you're not liable for a carbon on one of the four that's Hela Mikdash. So the reason, so that's what Taisus is struggling with, that the Gemara says that it had to be going like two different Tanoim, because the Reisha is like Rabbi Shmuel, because Tosfos is bothered. Why didn't the Gemara say that Shtayim Shen Arba is going on, that I will throw, I will not throw, which that's only in the future. So then, just like the Seifa Yudis HaTomu, we said it's like Rabbi Shmuel, not like Rabbi Kiva. So then you could have said that regarding Shvuis, Shtayim Shen Arba is also like Rabbi Shmuel, because you'll be chayav karmi talking about the future. I wouldn't have to say that's like Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara there says it's like two different anoyim. That's always a b'di'evah. That's a tzchak. That's contrived. If you would have said Shtayim Shen Arba is throwing or not throwing, which is also in the future, you could have said the whole mission is like Rabbi Shmuel. Says Taisus, yeah, and the reason is Mishum because the Masnitin beperek Gimel, because a Mishnah later on Masechta Shavuos in the third parak of Yitzes Mavei, Snan Behedi explicitly learns what does it mean Shein Dal, which are four, which is a Chalti, Veloy Chalti, which I will eat and will not eat, and therefore you can't explain it's from a I will throw or not throw, and therefore that's why the Gemara has to say that it's obviously Toma Tu Debetanoim, and that answers Taisus' question. But Tais continues, and Vimtaim, if you're going to say, and Tais asks us to take a second look. Okay, so you can't say Shtayim Shen Arba refers to I will throw or I will not throw, because Mishnah later on explicitly says it means I did eat or I didn't eat. But am I like a Tanya, then why doesn't it say Shtayim Shein Shmaina? Why is it saying that by oaths is only two that are four? It should say two that are eight. Because you have Eichel Veloy Eichel, I will eat, I will not eat. That's the two that are written explicitly in the Torah. That's eight, because you could include another six. You could have Achalti Veloy Achalti, I did eat or I didn't eat, which, yeah, that's the two that are being added on. But you have another four. You could have Ezrik v'le Ezrik, I will throw, I will not throw, and Zerakti v'le Zerakti, and I did throw, I didn't throw. Why aren't those included in the liability of Shavuos, of taking an oath? So as Taisa Benir would seem, the Lekach Pirish Rashi Berish Shavuos, that's why Rashi in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos explains, She'ena She'ena Elodava V'chilufa, that it's only teaching something and its opposite. In other words, when the Tana said that it's Shtayim Shen Arba, he included everything and its opposite. In other words, when he's talking about the future, he was including everything for the future, whether pro or negative. In other words, when he said, I will eat or I won't eat, that's the same thing for I will throw, I will not throw, which is four, which includes things for the past, which is, yes, I ate or I didn't eat, which includes I threw or I didn't throw, which that includes all the eight. And therefore, yeah, when it says Shtayim Shen Arba, it's essentially like saying that is eight. That's one approach. Rabbi Yitzchak Tiritz gives a different answer. He says, no, to lo yinoket elo chalti b'lo chalti. No, the Tana specifically only wanted to say the case of that is for that if I ate or I didn't eat, which is in the past. Why? Mishum de poli Rabbi Shmuel, precisely for the reason that that Tais is asking, is because that's the case Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. And he holds, no, you only chayav a carbon regarding an oath regarding the future. So therefore, v'hav revusa tvei, that's a bigger chiddush to say that no, that you will be chayav, not like Rabbi Shmuel. But regarding I will throw, or I will not throw, the Maid Rabbi Shmuel, there Rabbi Shmuel agrees because it's a case regarding the future. So Lechosh Lemisni, Rabbi Yitzchak explains, he says that was not concerned to mention because there's no Chiddush. Because according to everyone, you're going to have a carbon, and therefore that's why he doesn't mention it, because no, to the contrary, he only wanted to tell the cases of a Drasha that are Chiddushim, which is a Chalti, Velo Yachalti. Now, but then Taisa continues on this theme and he says, Vimtem, if you're going to say, Vigabi Shabbos. Why regarding the malacha of Hitzah on Shabbos, Amai Ketani Shtayim Shein Dalid, why does it only mention that there's two that are four, Visulai, and not anymore, which you have the two that are the Hitzah, and you have that are four, which are Hachnasa, which in over there, Masechta Shavuot, it's talking about those that, only those that you're chayav for. Visulai doesn't mention anymore, similar to the question Tais just asked on Shavuot, it should have said that are eight. Listening Nami, why is only saying the two of Hachnasa? It should have mentioned others that are also learned out from the Malach of Hitzah, which are not explicitly written like Hachnasa. You have Maishiru Mavi, you have passing over or transporting Mishasayachal or Shasayachal, Derek or Shasarabim, when you're going from one private domain to another private domain through a public street. The Chayiv, where there you're liable, Kadamala Kaman, like the Gemara says later on, that's Tzadik Vav Amin Alf. So do you have Bezerk, Mishasayachal or Shasarabim? You have the Malacha of throwing something from a private domain to a public domain, or Mishasarabim or Shasayachal from a public domain to a private domain, which there you're liable, but they're not included in Haitzah that's written in the Mishnah. Why didn't you include those in Shehain? So Tzadik Vashem, what you could say is because the Leikatani, we didn't learn in the Mishnah, even things that are not explicitly in the pasuk, ilah hachnasa, only bringing something in. The dami lo hitzah, which that's similar to taking out, which that's the shnayim shein arba, two of hitzah, which are four, which is two more of hachnasa, shehu mishasayachal shasaram, because both of them is from a private domain and a public domain. Hitzah is from mishasayachal to shasaram, and hachnasa from mishasaram to shasayachal. La fuke meishir maver, that excludes passing over or transporting. That's from one private domain to another private domain, just happened to be going through a street. And Mizrikanami, and also throwing, which is from Rishas Yachat to Rishas Ram, Loi Dami Loi Tzah, that's also not really comparable to Itzah. Kashazeh haitzaz by loch biyad, is when you're taking out by hand. B'zeb is rika, this is by throwing it, which is not through a hand, and therefore the Tana did not mention them in the Mishnah because it's not really comparable to haitzah. It only mentioned those things which are comparable to haitzah, which is hachnasa. So Taisus explained to us that the shtayim shein arba by shvuas, so the shtayim that you're chayv minat taira is, as it says explicitly in the taira, if he swears he's going to eat or he swears he's not going to eat, which that's lahara lahetiv, to do good or to bad, which are oaths in the future, which shehin arba is, if he swears that he did eat yesterday or he didn't eat, which those are learned out from a drash. Which Tais asks, why did you say shein arba are regarding the past tense? Why don't you say for the future tense, but not lahara lahetiv? I will throw, I will not throw. Which that would be learned out from a drasha, and that could be that the Tana of the Mishnah would be all according to one Tana, Rabbi Shmuel, who he doesn't hold that you could be liable on the past. So this explains because a later Mishnah explicitly says that Shein Dalet is not for the future, but rather Chalti B'lei Chalti. But then Tais asks, then why didn't it say Shtayim Shein Ches, that are eight? Because you have also, I will throw, I will not throw, I did throw, or I didn't throw. So Tais explains, Rashi explains that, yeah, because the Tana is actually including everything and its opposite. When he says, I will eat, I will not eat, or I did eat or I didn't eat, includes also I will throw and I will not throw, or I did throw or I didn't throw. Or Tosfos brings actually a second interpretation, that actually specifically the Tana wanted to only say achalti v'lo achalti, and not let's say I will throw or not throw, because there's at least a chiddush, because we're telling you not like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds you're not going to be chayiv if it was an oath regarding the past. But regarding saying I will throw or not throw, that even Rabbi Shmuel agrees you'd be liable, and therefore there's no chiddush, and therefore the Tana didn't have to say shehein shmeinu, which would include the cases of throwing or I will not throw. Additionally, Tosfos writes that b'Shabbos the Tana only mentions shtayim shein arba, not other cases, because it's only picking cases that are similar to haitzah, which is achnasa, which both are reshus yachad and reshus haram. But let's say passing from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaYachad through Rishus HaRab, or throwing from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRab, which is not exactly similar to that of Haitzah, which either because one's by Haitzah is by hand or because it's Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRab, that's why the Tana didn't say them.